You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Thursday. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your Thursday with us as we together sit under the Word of God, study the Word of God here together. Let the Word of God speak. He's going to speak today. We're back in this series. Well, he's always speaking. Because he's always broadcasting. We just, hence the name of this radio program, WGOD, being a radio man as long as I have, I love the idea that all we need to do is tune and turn that knob on that radio and keep on turning until you're turning into the Word of God. And he's always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. He's got a lot of words. His word today is going to come out of 2 Peter. We've been going through this series here off and on between my weekly sermon series, which what you heard Tuesday and Wednesday, you heard the sermon I just preached on Sunday, and that was, Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up? That came about through seeing some of the people there at that so-called prayer meeting for the President of the United States a day after his inauguration. And my surprise at people's surprise over the things that they see. Let's leave it at that. So that was Tuesday and Wednesday. I encourage you, find that and watch the video. Share it with someone else. You can find the video on our YouTube page if you are a YouTube kind of person. And that is Island Community Church is the YouTube page. That sermon I just preached is called, Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up? Because according to the Word of God, there's a whole lot of demons in disguise out there masquerading as ministers of righteousness. That's where we were at. I encourage you to watch that. The audio podcast is up as well. Search for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time on the Apple Podcasts or even Google or Spotify. You'll find it on there. You can subscribe to it. You'll find this and share it with someone as well to open up people's eyes that not everyone that you see. And maybe the problem is right here in your own church or former church. Churches that are led now by particular people that don't seem to be godly, or they embrace sin. See, these are some of the telltale signs of that the Apostle Paul's warning over that what has happened maybe to your fellowship or your former church. So that is, that's what we just heard. I encourage you to download that video, share it with someone else. Here today, this sermon is entitled Damnable Heresies. That's what the Apostle Peter called the false prophets. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, it says, But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, or the King James says, damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. He also said that the people in that time will make merchandise of you. That's where we're going to be here today. This will wrap up tomorrow. I invite you to church this weekend. We are starting a brand new series here. We're back into verse-by-verse studies of books in the New Testament. We'll be starting the book of Colossians this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. We'd love to see you here now and on some of these other days. We will be wrapping up here, 2 Peter. We're in chapter 2, Damnable Heresies. Ask my wife about it, and she'll tell you. And that is what happened the other night when I heard the voice of false teacher Andrew Womack enter into my ears. I think my face contorted into a strange way, and I started twitching like when I hear Phil Driscoll on the radio. And I fell into a mad scramble to find the remote control, and I cried out, "Hurry, find the remote control. Andrew Womack's on." Because I can't endure false teachers. You could tell me my mother wears army boots and I'll let you get away with it. But if you tell me that I can't enter into the presence of God unless I speak in tongues, there's gonna be trouble around here tonight. Gonna be trouble. And Peter's got trouble all around him now. Like we discovered last week when we read through the intro to this letter, when Peter wrote his first letter, trouble was outside the doors. But now the trouble's inside. It's crept in. And there's nothing that made these good old boys angrier than a false teacher. Someone who claims to be Christian, who is leading the flock astray. By the way, I've got that audio clip saved from Andrew Womack for those who doubt me. Or perhaps you say, well, that's just one rotten egg. So let me ask a question. There are people visiting, or maybe you've never heard me say it. What's your limit of rotten eggs? I mean, how many rotten eggs will you people allow into a cake before you won't eat it anymore? What's your limit? Well, that's just one rotten egg. He's a good teacher. What's your limit? How many rotten eggs will you allow in a cake before you won't eat it anymore? Zero. That's what it should be. Because when you let false doctrine into the church and allow rotten eggs, then it's no big deal to you anymore. Zero should be the limit. We've got some great stuff in store here this morning. Let's get started. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily will bring in damnable..." Now, kids, that's not a swear word. It's in the Bible. "Damnable heresies." A damnable heresy, for those in case you're wondering, is when you lie and your lie will get you sent to hell because of the lie that you said. Damnable or condemnable. It's something that'll make the judge take that. Boy, we're using our gavel a lot. We just got started today. We haven't even got to this one yet. Damnable her. We'll get to that. Let's move on. It says they will privily or sneakily. Sneakily, is that a word? Yeah, Esposito's words of vernacular. You know, we could have an unabridged version of that, couldn't we? "Who secretly will bring in damnable heresies, even denying..." See, this is where it ends up. "Even denying the Lord that bought them. And they bring upon themselves swift destruction." This last breed of false teachers will end up here at the point where they even deny the Lord that brought them. They bought them. They work towards this end. Paul says they're deceiving and being deceived. And these false teachers will bring in, notice that, bring in. You see, these guys are infected with a virus. And they're going to bring something in with them. They're carriers, you see. They're carriers. And what they bring in is damnable heresy. Or in this day, we can call it evil doctrine 19.
There's one gem for our new book of Esposito vernacular. Evil Doctrine 19. And let me say, damnable for you if you believe it. And damning for them who bring it. Let me give you an example of Evil Doctrine 19. The Catholic Church says after you die, you go to a holding place. And your family and friends can purchase your way out. I can hear it now. For $59.95, you too can be released out of hell. All you gotta do is get me some 37-inch tires, because I'm tired of those 33s on my Jeep. Then we'll talk. See, that's damnable heresy. That's when God's gonna slam that gavel on my head and say, uh-uh. When you mislead someone towards salvation, oh boy, you're in big trouble. Damnable, meaning the sword's gonna come out over my forehead for that. Damnable heresy is praying to someone other than Jesus Christ in order to be forgiven of sin, Darren. When the Bible says there is one mediator between God and man, God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Anything other than that's damnable heresy. You don't pray to a woman or anyone and ask her to go up to Jesus and tug on his shirt. Jesus already has your attention. There is one mediator between you and Almighty God, and it's the Son of God. And you already have his ear. He died for you. He would die for you if you were the only one here. He would die for you. You have his ear already. You have his ear. These things give a false sense of security, that a person still has hope if they die without Christ. That, oh, don't worry, I'm back to my Catholic rant. Uncle Joe's been saving up for such a time as this, and he'll buy the priest a new parsonage, and in turn, your mother will be released from Hades, and you'll gain entry into heaven. That is damnable heresy, and it takes place every day across America. Every day. Damnable heresy is the Mormon church, who get baptized for dead people. Robin, you need a crane? Jaws on the ground. Members of the Mormon church get baptized for people that have already died in order to get them out of hell. That's damnable heresy. For you to give someone the idea that there's still hope for them after they died, when they rejected Jesus Christ their whole life, to say, oh, don't worry, Uncle Bob's got enough money to get you out, that's damnable heresy. That's what it is. It's not any of the silly things. Damnable heresy is the Mormon church that believes God is Adam. Did you know that? They believe God is Adam. They believe God had a girlfriend and her name was Mary. Need I go on that avenue anymore? They believe Jesus is Michael. Oh no, that's more damnable heresy. That's the Jehovah's Witnesses. But anyway, the entire doctrine of the Mormon church is damnable heresy. Because if you believe it, you'll end up with Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, or Madeleine Murray O'Hare. Though you'll never see them in hell, because hell is a place of darkness. Now, speaking of darkness, Peter's going to tell us about some very evil angels and what happened to them. Now, back from the top, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Now, there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily will bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. You see, it's got to be in secret. Otherwise, most people wouldn't believe it. Sort of like Democrat politicians. I stand on that. If you knew the platform, you wouldn't. Here it is. You tell me you would vote for this. Higher taxes. Well, someone might. I'm with Captain Jim here. I'm for a higher tax if it's going to save the waters out here. I'm with him on that. Makes sense. I'm not ignorant. But abortion for your children without you knowing about it? If you had the platform. Hi, I'm Paul Esposito, and I'm running for office. And I promise you, your children can have an abortion without you knowing about it. Would you vote for someone like that? No. It's damnable heresy. If you knew what they stood for, you wouldn't vote for them. They got to do it in secret. They got to do it in secret. I know a church down the street here in Cocoa Beach. All of a sudden, they had like 25 or 30 people join the church all in one week, and they thought it was great until the next church meeting. How about the elimination? How about I'm running for office, and when I get in, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do away with Mother's Day. Would you vote for me, women? That's offensive to people. This is birthing person's day. She asking her, it was on the news last week where a senator said, will you please explain this? He says, we don't believe in Mother's Day anymore because that's offensive to some people. So it's birthing person's day now. Would you vote for someone like that? Because if you knew what they believed ahead of time, you wouldn't vote for them, and you wouldn't let them in. And that's why we read this. Paul talks about this, too, in Galatians chapter 1. It says these people, they slipped in the back door, and they secretly brought destructive heresies to destroy the church. That's why we got to be careful. We got to be careful with our doctrine here. That's why I won't let strangers preach here. Because it's my job to protect what comes out of this pulpit here. It's my job. Verse 2, many will follow their pernicious ways. I think we made that point. We can move on from there. By reason of whom the way of truth will be evil spoken of or blasphemed. Through covetousness, they will with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now is of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. It says they make merchandise of you, meaning they play you for money. Have you heard it before on TV? For $1,000 seed, some false teacher will do this or do that for you. Last time I looked on Benny Hinn's website, there was a charge for a prayer request. Now that's making merchandise of you, making you a commodity. Now, under these angels who sinned, verse 4, before we read this though, I want to break this down this time ahead of reading it instead of afterwards, this section here coming up. This section here is one big, as I like to call it, one big if and then. That is, it's a conditional promise. They always come to pass when God speaks them, 50-50 at best when men speak them. Like, if you forgive men their trespasses, then I will forgive you your trespasses, God says. Or, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven. That's an if and then. So now Peter's going to give us one here, an if. He gives us an if, then he goes on to describe in detail what happened before he gets to the then. So really, verses 4 and 9 are together, which would read like this. If God did not spare the angels that sinned, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. All that stuff in between is kind of in between here. But just want you to see, when you read verse 4, that's not answered until you get to verse 9. Now, let's read through it. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them in the chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. Whoa, who's ever heard this before? Don't even tell me. You know, one of our interpretive challenges when we got started is people deny that Peter wrote this. Who could ever make this stuff up? Whoever would want to make something like this up? This is another example of holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. More proof that the Holy Spirit wrote this book. For if God did not, verse 4, if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell. How many of you kids knew that angels got sent to hell? Did you know that? You too? All right. But it's a different word for hell. And it's the only place in the Bible it's used. The word is the word Tartarus. And this is what it means. It means the part of the abyss where, well, the definition called them demigods. The part of the abyss where demigods were punished. Also, the place where fallen angels have been confined to. Mentioned in the book of Enoch. I've got the book of Enoch. Interesting read. Also, a dungeon. That is this place, Tartarus. Now, by Peter mentioning the name Noah, we can figure out who he's talking about. Verse 5, it says, again, if God didn't spare the angels who sinned, and if he did not spare the ancient world, but save Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, and condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly. Indeed, Sodom and Gomorrah are examples for all who would live in an ungodly manner like they did. If you live like this, then death and hellfire will consume you. But you see, today, this country boasts in its ungodliness today. Well, just the other day, I saw a bumper sticker that said, my child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary. That's a joke. Would you put that bumper sticker on your car? My child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary. Huh? All across the schools of America. If your teacher asks you what sex you want to be when you grow up, you're in Sodom Elementary. It is what it is. God makes no mistakes. He created you male or female for a reason. Nowadays, they throw parades for people who invite judgment and condemnation of God. Jesus said this, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Meaning, the people were oblivious to the signs of the times all around them. Likewise, now, I'm in Luke. If you notice on your handout, I'll see where I'm at. Luke is the only one out of all four Gospels that says this. for a sign that you'll know his return is near. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. What characterized the days of Lot? Rampant homosexuality. If you read Genesis 19, you'll see it was homosexuals demanding their rights. Is what characterized those days. Jesus goes on. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed all of them. Now, but anyway, these angels had sinned. You can read more about that in Genesis chapter 6, where it says that, well, you'd have to read it. That's not where I want to go today. But angels committed terrible sins, and God threw them, cast them into this dungeon, awaiting judgment. Now, again, back to Peter's list here. For if God did not spare the angels of sin, but cast them to hell, and did not spare the ancient world, but save Noah, one of eight, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered Lot, the righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Now, verse 9, then, look at the disconnect here. He started this sentence in verse 4, and now he finishes it in verse 9. It's then. That is, for if God did this, and if God did this, and if God did this, then God's going to do this. And that is, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. So if God can do all that to evil angels and all the evil people back in the days of Noah, then God knows how to deliver you, the godly. If God can do all those things to bad people, what do you think he's going to do for you, whom Jesus died for, shed his blood for you? You've received him as your Lord and Savior. God is not willing that anyone should perish. That'll be in a week or two. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. God doesn't want to do these things to you. God loves you so much. God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we're still sinners, Jesus died for us. He doesn't want to do these things to you. He's already showed you how much he loves you. Look at the cross. Look at the cross. These are people that refuse to bow the knee to the Lord and call him Lord.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.